So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and today 6 of Part 1. Now, one of the great things about this particular technique, as I said before, is that no matter how you're feeling on any given day, you can always use how you're feeling, even if it's something negative, to actually strengthen the exercise, to improve the technique in some way. And that's an amazing thing, because it's quite rare that every day of meditation feels easy. So quite, you know, it's quite common that you might sit down on some days, the mind might be busy, you might have some pain in the body, some discomfort, or there might be a particularly strong emotion around. And the, I guess, really sort of comforting thing is that knowing that when you sit down to meditate, no matter which of those things come up, no matter how you're feeling, you can actually use that. And that really changes the idea of meditation for many people, because it's very often on those days when we're not feeling so great, when perhaps there is a particularly uncomfortable emotion that we don't really want to sit with. On those days, it's very easy to find a reason not to meditate. But all of a sudden, we're kind of being given permission, if you like, to sit and actually use those feelings as part of the meditation. And you'll notice that as you project those onto the image of yourself and then start to kind of take them back again, then what happens is that in that willingness, that acceptance to move closer to that discomfort, it begins to sort of relinquish its grip and its intensity. So that's not why we do it, but that's something that naturally happens when we flip everything on its head like this and change that dynamic of mind, which has become so strong over time. So just something useful to remember, to bear in mind as you begin today's exercise, no matter how you're feeling. Just taking a moment to get comfortable, to set the posture up in the right way. And when you're ready, beginning with some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next exhalation, just closing the eyes and just settling into the space around you by becoming more aware of the different senses. And then as you bring the attention back to the body now, back to the physical sensations in the body, so just checking in to see how the body's feeling. As you scan down from head to toe, just aware, not only of the sensations, but also of the emotional quality and tone of mind. As always, just take a moment to be clear about your intention, your motivation for today's exercise, today's practice. Just making sure that incorporates the well-being of others as well as yourself. And now, just starting to become a little bit more aware of that movement of breath in the body, that effortless rising and falling sensation. And just staying with that movement, with that feeling, just for the next couple of minutes. So as you continue to be aware of that feeling, that sensation, of the breath in the body, just bring to mind now that image of yourself. Being clear in your mind as you remember what those things are in your life at the moment that you're finding difficult. Regardless of whether they're from sort of the present time or something that's happened in the past, something you're worried about in the future. And just imagining what that might feel like if you were able to let go of all those things. So just recognizing what the image represents and also recognizing the potential for change. Just noticing how that exchange perhaps already begun as you're aware of the inhalation, exhalation. That light grey sort of smokiness representing any difficulty as you experience the inhalation, and then a brighter, lighter, almost like sunlight replacing that as you experience the exhalation. Remember, no matter what you experience in the meditation yourself, you can just forget about experiencing it yourself and just project it onto that image. It's all about that image in this exercise. And we're just working with that image. So if you do get some discomfort in your body, it's as though you then see yourself sat there with some discomfort in the body, and you imagine almost just taking that away and replacing it with a sense of comfort in the visualization. So just continue in that way for the rest of the time now. And so if you're not with the image right now, just gently bringing your attention back to the image. Noticing how it's almost reached its sort of conclusion, that you look as happy as you could possibly imagine yourself looking. And in that moment, just letting go of the visualization, letting go of any focus, and just giving the mind a bit of time and space to do whatever it wants to do. And then just gently bringing the attention back now, back to the body, feelings, the sensations in the body. Just becoming more aware of the space in which you're sat right now. And when you feel ready, you can just gently open the eyes again. Remember, just be clear in your mind about how you're feeling. And also just being clear about your intention to maintain that sense of awareness throughout the day. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So hopefully you'll have found today that no matter what arises in the meditation, you can just use it to increase your focus, your awareness, your ability to remain present, conscious in the moment. It's a wonderful thing to know that if you realize your mind is very busy and that you kind of instinctively want to move away from that, you want to get rid of it, that you have some place to put that. You're just projecting it onto this image and then working with it in a very skillful way. It allows you to move closer to it. It allows you to let go of any resistance. Ultimately, of course, that means it allows you to accept it. And in accepting, it ceases to become a problem. And that's what we're working towards throughout the whole Headspace journey. You know, we're not trying to get rid of thoughts, to get rid of emotions. We're moving towards a place where you're comfortable, you're at ease no matter what is in the mind. If there's a pleasant emotion and an unpleasant emotion, if there's pleasure in the body or if there's discomfort in the body, whether there's lots of thoughts or no thoughts. And that's the real strength, I would say, of this type of meditation. It's not about kind of creating this space where there is nothing else, because that's quite limited. Very difficult to live life in that way. This actually embraces everything that happens in life and allows you to relate to it in a really skillful way. But again, I'll leave it there for now, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 7 of part 1.